Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iraqi offensive to retake Tikrit underway. An Iraqi coalition of government troops and militias started a highly publicized offensive to push Islamic State militants out of the city of Tikrit. The country's prime minister and commander-in-chief Haider al-Abadi announced the operation Sunday. Mr. Abadi called on Sunni tribal fighters to abandon the Islamic State group. The city has been under Islamic State control since mid-2014. A Syria watchdog group says 21 Assyrian Christians abducted by the Islamic State have been released. They were elderly men and women. The announcement came from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Local militias say at least 150 people were taken when IS militants attacked villages along the Khabur River in northeast Syria last week, overrunning several predominantly Christian towns. Tens of thousands of people marched in central Moscow Sunday to mourn the murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Organizers say 70,000 people joined the tribute to Nemtsov, but Moscow police described the crowd as much smaller, at about 21,000. Nemtsov was shot and killed on a bridge near the Kremlin while he was walking home from a restaurant last Friday night. Police are hunting for those responsible for the shooting. Three teenage British girls suspected of traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State terrorist group have appeared on surveillance video in Turkey. The images show the teens boarding a bus in Istanbul. It is the first reported sighting of the girls since they left London almost 2 weeks ago. Authorities have said they have no reason to believe the girls are still in Turkey and believe they are now in Syria. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will deliver a controversial speech Tuesday before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. It comes amid heightened tensions between Israel and the Obama administration. VOA Scott Bob reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he must address the joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, despite criticism at home and abroad that it is causing a serious rift in U.S.-Israeli relations. The U.S. and five European powers are in tough negotiations with Iran over a deal that reportedly would suspend Iran's nuclear weapons program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions against it. Mr. Netanyahu said Sunday that his trip is a crucial, even historical mission, and he is going as the messenger of all Israelis, even those who do not agree with him. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says a nuclear deal is too lenient with Tehran and will allow it to make a nuclear bomb that will endanger Israel, an accusation Washington denies. His speech was arranged by opposition Republicans without the support of the Democratic administration. The Obama administration opposes the address, saying it comes just 2 weeks before Israeli elections and could be seen as U.S. meddling in Israeli politics. Mr. Netanyahu is seeking a fourth term. The government of Mali signed a preliminary peace deal with some of the country's northern separatist groups, but the main Tuareg rebel alliance is asking for more time for consultations before agreeing to the accord. The UN-brokered deal is aimed at ending decades of instability in northern Mali. Rwanda's attorney general says the government in Kigali is working with international partners and organizations to pursue perpetrators of the country's 1994 genocide. About 800,000, mainly minority Tutsi, were killed during the country's 100-day massacre. For the first time, India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party is coming to power in a coalition government in Indian Kashmir. Anjana Pasricha has details.
I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of India.
After Mufti Mohammad Saeed of the People's Democratic Party took the oath as Kashmir's chief minister, Nirmal Singh from the Bharatiya Janata Party was sworn in as his deputy in Kashmir's winter capital, Jammu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi watched the ceremony, described as historic because his Hindu nationalist party will share power in the Muslim majority state for the first time. The BJP has never been a serious political player in Kashmir, which is claimed by both India and Pakistan, and where anti-India sentiment runs deep. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Uruguay swore in Tabaré Vázquez as the country's new president, extending the decade-long rule of a leftist coalition. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.